Blog Talk Radio. Well,
yeah, the fact that you let us come before you is probably the greatest individual honor of my entire life. To come before the Creator of all things and everything, you created this good, the one who hurled the sun into space. Oh, God, thank you for allowing me and this prayer line to come before you and to give you honor and adoration, praise. Please forgive us for anything that we've done to offend you, any sins of commission, any sins of omission. You are the Creator of all things and everything. You created, God. You control. Thank you for creating every sickness, every affliction, every disease, every anything. Because all you have to do is speak the word, and our people will be healed. Amen. Lord, we believe you. We can't doubt you. We know too much about you. You've done so many things for us already. God, we have no alternative but to believe you, because you've proven yourself over and over and over again. We pray that you bind the devil. He comes to hinder. He comes to try to sift as wheat. But God, we need Jesus to pray for us, because he prayed for Peter, and Peter was completely well. Thank you for it. Thank you for your blessings everywhere, and for the miracles that we've never seen in 2015. Thank you for a brand new year, for everything you've done for us, God, for helping all of our people, for helping all those who have problems and who need things fixed. You're so ultra awesome. God, thank you again and again for everything, and we appreciate it more than I can express in words. Just thank you for laying the foundation and opening up the way. Thank you for everything you've done. And we give you the glory and give you the praise and the honor. Yes, God, Lord, thank you for last night. All the billion, 2 or 3 billion praises that went up to you. I will praise you. Thank God. Amen and amen. Amen. And good morning, Lord, to you. You are so wonderful. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Can you speak to him? He's in your room.
Good morning,
Lord. Good morning, Lord. Oh, God.
Good morning, Lord.
And let's praise him now. Praise check on this line. Have you got a praise for the Lord? Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise check on this line. Don't be the last one. Be the first one. Praise check on the line.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory. Magnify you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We give you adoration. We give you the praise. Everything belongs to you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why don't you praise the Lord this morning? 980, come on.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
come on.
Thank you, thank you.
Concrete And I saw the rest of the building was nothing but steel, steel and concrete. And in our area, that's extremely unusual, find a building like that. But I had to push past the stench in order to see what the Lord had for me. Somebody, somebody got it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Lord was trying to give you a miracle, but there was a stench. There was some type of obstacle there that you didn't like. He was trying to give you a miracle. It was some stuff that you weren't used to, but it was a blessing. And you had to push past a stench in order to see the blessing, in order to get the blessing. All right, I'm going to leave that line open to you on the Wisdom Seminar. Somebody's listening all over in Brazil and in Afghanistan, Africa. Just before we do this Wisdom Seminar, Ambassador Hagen, I'm going to ask you to come with our station identification. And Elder Strader, if you're there, we will recognize you. Go ahead, Ambassador Hagen. We're coming back with that. What do you think about that when I say push past the stench? All right. Open to you, Ambassador Hagen.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and happy new year. This is our Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live here from the MTA radio on the Blog Talk. And we can be reached simply by calling into the station, 347-934-0207. And we do greet each and every one of you in the name of the Lord. We want to thank God for you, Chief Ambassador, which we do honor you today, and we thank God for you, and we thank God, amen, for Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty. We thank God, amen, for Mother Adley Johnson, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to all of the other broadcasters, to all the bishops, and to everyone who's listening from all around the world. Yes, we have more than 90 million listeners. We can be heard in countries such as Africa, Russia, Asia, Spain, India, Pakistan, oh my, and the signal is just going out all around the world. We want to thank God for you for doing an excellent job in broadcasting and getting this message around the world. And we are excited about how God will use you in 2015 in getting this message around. Continue to do what you're doing. You're doing an excellent job. God bless you. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. And thank you for your encouragement, constantly encouraging me. Thank you so much. Elder Strader, are you there? All right. God bless you. I'm going back to that push past the stench. Okay. Push past the stench. Did you have to push past the stench? Did God have to push past the stench to save you? I tell you, we got to stop trying to make sinner folks think that we ain't never done nothing wrong. Think that ever since you got saved, it's just been lolly, 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 lolly. Oh, my God. Amen. Amen. My old papa, Dr. E.V. Hill, used to say, people trying to, if they want to find something about me, they don't have to try to sneak around. No. Just come and just say, Hill, I want to know about you. And I just tell them to take a seat. I feel your ear. I was a wretch undone, and Jesus found me. Yeah, I had messed up, and Jesus found me. Cleaned me up and told me to preach for him. Yeah. He had to push past the stench in order to see me. Well, I wasn't where he wanna really find nobody. But he did. And here I am preaching all over the world. All right. The line is open to you. Push past the stench. What does that mean to you when I say that? The line is open. Who on the Wisdom Seminar wants to speak on that? Push past the stench.
Good
the
morning.
Line is open.
Good here, God, Chief Ambassador.
Yes.
What a topic. And I know the entire world can chime in on that and tell some stories behind that comment.
Man.
Past the stench. I think about when God had to, when God reached down in the muck and the mire to save us, and I know the muck and the mire, people might think it might be mud and clay or mud and just dirt, but the muck and the mire is the gutter. And when our sins stink in his nostrils, hallelujah, it just, glory to God, just let you know that there is sin, not a pretty thing. Sin is not a good smelling thing. Sin stinks in God's nostrils. And it not only does it stink in God's nostrils, when there things go wrong right before us, you can smell the stench. You can smell death, seem like. You can just smell it. So when I think of that push past the stench, how God had to turn his back when Jesus was going to the cross because of the sin was so great. And I know that just to save us, and we want to make our lives all pretty, but if you were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, you were already messed up when you got here. And I am saying that for God to save us, to reach, get us, to pull us out of where we were, that had to, he had to push past the stench in order to save us. That's why we had to be changed and purged and turned into a new person. So I know it's not an easy thing, and our lives are not always pretty, but God himself did it, showed love to us, reaching and pushing past our lifestyle. And God bless you. What a wonderful topic.
Thank you so much, Ambassador Hagan. You had it a will. God bless you. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else? Push past the stench.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. Lord, I'm so glad that he pushed past my stench. I'm telling you, everybody on this line knew about me. They would call me the worst woman in the United States of America. But I thank God, I thank him today that he looked beyond all of my faults to see my need. Didn't care what I'd done or how I did it and who I did it with. But he looked beyond my faults. He looked beyond the stench. He looked beyond everything to see the need that I am in today. And I thank him and praise him. I thank him and praise him because he didn't have to do it. I thank him. I thank him because nobody else in this whole world would have thought enough to forgive me. Oh, they would have went along with the program, but they wouldn't have forgiven me. But I thank God for Jesus today. Because God, he is so, so, so kind, and so loving, and so understanding, that no matter what is, he accepted me.
Uh-huh.
He has accepted me today, and I thank and I praise him for that. Oh, what a mighty, 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 mighty God we serve today. And I thank him for 2015. Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Because without him, I wouldn't be here today. Oh, he took me out a long time ago. But oh, he's so fit for me to just to roll on a little while longer. And I thank him, I praise him, I thank him for what he made me to be today. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Mother.
Just see my need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise him. Oh, how I praise him today.
Amen.
Oh, he's understandable. Oh, we all sometimes we're not understanding, but God is always understanding.
God bless you, Mother.
Jesus.
Praise the Lord. That's Mother Willa Johnson. So touching always. Oh, God.
Thank
you. Amen. Anybody else? Push past the stench.
Yeah.
The line is open to you. Wisdom Seminar. Pushing past the stench. You're helping somebody overseas. Helping somebody here in America.
Yes,
all right. Push past the stench. Anybody?
Praise the Lord. And Dr. Ray Kirsten, Dr. Ray. And I've enjoyed all of the comments that I've heard. And there's a brief two comments I want to make in regards to pushing past the stench, especially when it involves and dealing with people that are unsaved. We have to stop looking at the stench and see the aroma of the anointing that's going to come of that stench once they get saved.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, globally, we have made a monument and put a mausoleum and put our old traditions in there. And we pull those old traditions out when unsaved people come around or when they come to church. And we pull out those old traditions about with a whip. And we look at sins instead of looking at salvation. And that's one thing I want to say about pushing past the stench. We need to bury that and look at the word and see people through the eyes of Jesus, glory to God, and seeing them saved. And the second thing in pushing towards the stench, you need to know what kind of stench or stink that you got to go through. Because sometimes God will say, stay on that job, and you got to go through the stench with it. But on the other side, there's a blessing if you just hold on. That's why when you have a connection with God, that Greek word for vision means obstacle. I'll show you the beginning and the end, both at the same time. Hallelujah. Over in the world of hearts of the world, sometimes he don't show you what you have to go through to get to the other side, which is your blessing. Glory to God. But if you can just keep your eyes on Jesus, knowing the end result, it's going to be a part of his plan. God bless you. Have a wonderful second day of this new year.
Ambassador Elect Gail Smith, God bless you, prophetess. We appreciate you. I never forget when I was, I was in this tent revival as a guest, special guest, and I began to blow Amazing Grace. And there was a club across the street. And I just kept blowing Amazing Grace. And the Holy Ghost, not me, but the Holy Ghost turned it out. All of a sudden, I was on my, about fifth time, just blowing that Amazing Grace. And just, it was grace that brought me safest for. I kept on blowing that part. And all of a sudden, these people began to file out of the club. And they were just drunk as they could be. They were staggering across the street. And they came under that tent. You could just, they reeked of liquor. There was a stench on them they smelled. And when they came and sat at the back of the tent, I beckoned for them to bring them up. They came up there. And you wouldn't have normally thought a person would want to lay hands on these folks. They didn't smell good. They were drunk. But I never forget it. I followed the Lord. I didn't lay my hands on them suddenly, but I followed the Lord. And I laid hands on these drunk men. And immediately the Lord saved them. And they went down in the sawdust. Yeah. And when they went down, they were drunk and stinking and everything. I never forget the stench. But when they came up, this was one of the few miracles, one of the first miracles that I ever saw. When these men came up, they were sober as they could be. I was, my God, I never seen anything like that at that point. But they were sober as they could be. They weren't staggering. They weren't talking all crazy. They were just sober. The Holy Ghost. If I had let the stench, y'all got it. Amen. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else want to talk about pushing past the stench? It's open to you.
Before,
I see
Good morning, Chief Ambassador. This is, and to all of the saints of God, Ambassador Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all of the beautiful saints of God this morning, I do grace the presence of the Lord this morning. And I just, as listening, so many things have come in my spirit about the stent, but I just want to share, in my area, there are rooms and some of them smell good and some don't. And I have some people say, I can't go in there. I can't stand to smell the stent. I can't smell, can't stand at some of the hospitals that are not as where they are. Can't stand it. But I thank and praise God that he has allowed me to go in and to go past the stent. Because when I go past the stent, I'm going into somewhere that is going to bring somebody a smile on their face and forget it about myself and pressing toward the mark that we've been on a, amen, I've talked about that on a wisdom seminar, to push past the stent in order to get the blessing on the other end. And I thank God for that because we have to push toward the stent. I never forget when I started a job some years ago when I was working, I had to go through a 90-day probation. They don't do that hardly now, but I had to go for that 90-day probation, and it was hard and everything, but I pushed toward that stent in order to get on the other side. And when I did get the job, I was the first black that ever worked on that job. They said I wasn't going to make it, but I stayed there 30 years and had the biggest office on the place. So I thank God that this is a good wisdom seminar, and not considering, as all have said, that God had pushed toward the stent to save me from this world. And like you say, Ambassador Johnson, that sometimes God has had to push toward the stent while we were yet saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Out of some situations that we couldn't see, but he pushed toward the stent to pull us out of the hole that we've been in for us to see the blessing that he has for us. God bless you. A wonderful wisdom seminar. God bless you. It's my
God
friend.
Bless you. God bless you, Ambassador Stern. Amen. I saw in the queue, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, if you're still there, please, we have time for you. Push past the stench. Are you there, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson?
Good morning. I am here.
Good morning to you.
Pushing past the stench may not mean encountering something that smells foul, but it could mean situations. And when you push past those situations in, that the devil has placed in front of you with God's help, when you push past, you'll come out on the other side smelling like a rose. So it may not mean a terrible smell, but it means a situation. And I thank God for placing me in a position where I have learned to push past those situations with God's help. God bless everybody this morning.
God bless you. God bless you, First Lady. My. Thank you so much. All right. I see in the queue, we're going to go to Sister Aretha Scott and then Ambassador Nick, Gina Hodges. All right, go ahead, Sister Aretha. Are you there, Sister Aretha? Okay. All right, anyone else before we close it out?
Yes.
Oh, excuse me, Mother Dig the Unspoken.
All right, Mother Big B. Okay. All right. Let me see here. Good Lord, everybody. Is there anybody else?
Yes. Dr. Johnson, this is Evangelist Harrell. And I need prayer for my niece that she has leukemia. She's 12. And I'm praying for healing for her. And I'll pray for my nephews that they can get along and they will not come against one another, and give their mother care and strength through all of this. And also I need prayer for myself as I walk in ministry, strength and wisdom and God's knowledge to do what he called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. Good, good. That's a good request, too. Okay. All right, is there anyone else?
Also, this is Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
Burns
family on the prayer line. They lost some fathers, their fathers and grandfathers. But I want to put them on the prayer line. God bless you. They lost
some fathers. Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Mother. All right, anybody else?
God bless you. I'd like to, Zelda Davis out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, I'd like to pray for Mother Reed, her right hand, her healing her hand, Mother Reed.
Mother Reed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. God bless you. I can take one, maybe one more.
Sister Gwen, 314, unspoken.
All right, Sister Gwen. 314. All right. God bless you. Dr. Pfeiffer and Master Pfeiffer, are you able to pray this morning?
God bless you. Yes, I am. I'm here. Praise God.
Why don't you pray that prayer for these wonderful people?
Amen. Amen. Everyone, I just want to say some of the names and unclear, some of the phone calls. And if we miss a name, just add it in when we are praying. God bless you. Father, thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you. We thank you.
Come to thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. We come to thank you for your mercy. Mm. We come to thank you for your power. We thank you for watching over us in Jesus' name. We ask you now that you, oh God, would forgive our sins. Hallelujah. Forgive our debts, oh God, as we forgive our debtors in Jesus' name. For your people right now, we look to heaven above for a miracle, Lord Jesus. We, hallelujah, hallelujah. We send praises up, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And looking for blessings to come down. And we are honoring you this day, this second day of January 2015, oh God. You let us cross over to sea in your mighty name. And we pray right now, Lord God, for the first fruit prayer line. We pray, oh God, for our chief ambassador and family. We pray right now, Lord God, that you would look on every soul on this line, that you would grant the request in Jesus' name, and we will glorify you, oh God. We pray right now for Pastor Lacey, Lord Jesus, that you would look on her, oh God, this 7-day, glory, 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 7-day miracle, oh God, that she's expecting. We all, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray right now, Lord God, that she be not denied of this blessing, this miracle, in Jesus' name. We pray for Mother Johnson in Indiana. In Jesus' name, pray for her church family, oh God, that you look on them right now, that you would grant them this request. Mother Wilson, oh God, hallelujah, requesting prayer for herself. And an unspoken request, Lord God. Okay. You know how to tap in, how to go in, how to heal, how to deliver, how to set free, oh God. You know how to bring, you know how to bring peace in the midst of confusion in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Heal and deliver, oh God. Bless her family, her husband, her church, oh God, in Jesus' name. Look on them right now, Lord God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. With the heart of God, looking unto the hills from whence cometh their help. Bless us to see and ha. Glory, 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 glory. In a special way, bless us to Lucille, oh God. Bless her children in Jesus' name. Bless, 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 oh God. Lead and direct and guide in Jesus' name. Cover, 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 Lord God. Hallelujah. With your power, with your hand of mercy, your hand of touch. Touch her. Deliver them, Lord God. Let salvation come to their lives, Lord God. Let them run and let them lift you up in Jesus' name. Let them seek you in your ways, oh God. Let them turn from their wicked ways in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And cry out to the hills from whence cometh their help. Bless, oh God, the Tyler family right now. Bless, bless, bless. Heal, oh God, and let salvation even be preached at the homegoing.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, let souls glory to God. souls be claimed, oh God, be snatched from the muck and the mire. Let souls be snatched from the, in Jesus' name. Johnson, in your name, oh God, bless in Jesus'
on the door.
Those that are sick, oh God, in their family, bless in Jesus' name those that are traveling to the home going service. In your mighty name we pray.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Look at her son, her daughter. Bless God, remove confusion. We send peace, oh God. We send joy into that family. You said make a joyful noise. Let the noise, oh God, be joyful. Let it be peaceful in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
And confusion, oh God. We bind the enemy that hindered your people in Jesus' name. We bind the enemy that pull them in the muck and the mire. It, ha, glory, glory, glory. In Jesus' name. We pray that every prayer, ha, glory, glory,